The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, when in college, Gwen and Brad covered up her pregnancy with an abortion.
We regret the decision. It's the worst decision we've ever made.
When I used to consider what I had done and where I had been, I felt like that disqualified me for anything that was of value to God.
Stay tuned as Gwen, one of the girlfriends in God, shares her journey from broken to beautiful. Next.
It's such a joy to share this time with you. All of our friends, this beautiful young lady out here has just been cheering us on. You're so special, and the family. We love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you. We are so glad that you shared this time with us. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled that we have the opportunity of talking to you as well as all our guests here. We have a really special guest today who is a part of an outreach that is called A Girlfriends in God Faith Adventure. And these are the girlfriends in God, three ladies that just have an incredible, incredible story. And Gwen Smith is here with us and her husband, Brad. Now, you're going to meet a really beautiful couple. But they you know, it's pretty easy sometimes, even as a Christian, it'll make it right when it happens, to compromise in your dating relationship. And sure enough, they did. And she was pregnant. And they made a real bad decision. Bad decision number one was they compromised, and then they're pregnant, and then they made a really bad decision. They aborted the baby. And it took a heavy toll. Trusting God is the story that three incredibly gifted, concerned women who have journeyed their journey with the Lord. In trusting God, no matter what, how He will heal your heart and your hurts. And when you consider how many people today, and we've dealt a lot with abortion and the preciousness of life, and when so many women have made the decision that's less than best, not only compromising all of sometimes in our morals, but also with a child's life that has incredible possibilities, how do you deal with it? Well, let's let Gwen and let's let Brad tell us about it. Would you welcome Gwen and Brad Smith to Life Church? Glad to see you. Now, I know, Brad, that Gwen is going to kind of carry the story, but you all did make a decision that wasn't best, yes. And then you made a decision related to the abortion. Is this something you all decided together?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a joint decision.
Now, she's told in, of course, the book, how it affected her. But did it have a pretty heavy low effect on you, too, when you realized what you'd done?
Yes. I mean, men have a tendency to compartmentalize things pretty easily, but it's had a significant toll on us. And by the grace of God, He just allowed us to continue to stay together. The majority of couples never survive that type of a fracture in their relationship and that type of decision. But by the grace of God, I've never even considered walking away from Gwen, even after that decision. By the grace of God, He kept us together.
And you have three children now, right?
We do.
How old are they? How old are the children?
15, 13, and 11. And we'll celebrate 19 years of marriage this June.
Yes. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God for that.
Yeah, that's great. And we got 50 years going, so we got a real major
we
marriage.
Hope to be there,
that's
by God.
That's how big it's got.
Yeah.
Now, here's what, you know, I really want, Gwen, I want you to let our viewers know, because you have a real sensitivity to where women are and who've made this mistake. You actually backtracked, and you couldn't just forget it. What did you actually do related to this decision you made when you looked back on it?
One of the things that God has not only shown me over the years was that when I used to consider what I had done and where I had been, I felt like that disqualified me for anything that was of value to God at this point. And God had to contend with me about that and say, listen, Gwen, what's done is done. It's done. It's forgiven. And you've never been qualified because of what you've done. It's because of what I've done through Jesus. And it was that that actually gave me the courage to pursue coming alongside of women and sharing my story and sharing the hope of Scripture and God's Word. And one of the ways that God gave me personal healing in my life has, I actually went to a post-abortive retreat. They also have post-abortive Bible studies that are often sponsored by pregnancy care centers. It was an amazing, amazing time of healing where we opened up God's Word. We shared lady to lady, heart to heart, and just unearthed the truth of forgiveness. But we also were able in that time to restore dignity to our child, to acknowledge that, you know, you are valid and real, and they allowed us to name our child, and we even had a memorial service. So there were layers of healing that I wasn't even
prepared for. You recognize this was a very real person, and what happened is very real.
Our baby waits for us in heaven, and we can't wait.
And what did you name the baby?
Our baby's name is Ava Catherine.
And you feel good about that.
I do.
In other words, that's a healed heart.
That's a healed heart.
Now you have, because you just mentioned several things, like ministries to people who've been through some of this. You have a website that if somebody wanted to go, they say, okay, I want to know more about, you know, girlfriends, what you all, you three ladies talk about.
Girlfriendsandgod.com.
Not how to get a girlfriend. This is girlfriends and God.
You know, we do get emails.
I'm sure you do. But they'll help you. But if they want to go to the website, and you have two websites, if people wanted to know not only about, let's say, the book, or, of course, it's in the bookstores. Multnomah's published it, but you I'm sure, have it on the website. But, like, if they wanted to know, do you all share where these kind of places are that you just referenced?
Absolutely.
Where would be the website for them to go to for you to share insights with them? Where would they go?
Girlfriendsandgod.com provides an arsenal of topics for women to, for us, you know, to really hit heart issues with women. Mm-hmm. We have devotionals archived for years, and there's a search bar. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, topic search, and then there's interactive component of them being able to leave a comment. We get emails all the time with Girlfriends in God. My Facebook page lights up every day with women praying for one another, with us talking about real issues in Scripture. So facebook.com/GwenSmithMusic.
Okay.
Is that site. But really, girlfriendsandgod.com is just a great resource.
Do you go out and do concerts? You sing and you minister? You do that?
And I speak,
do you go as a couple, or does she go and you pray?
She goes and I pray. I take care of the three kids that we have while she's gone.
I am commissioned, and they definitely participate huge.
Gwen, have you seen through your book and through what God did in your life, have you seen and dealt with a lot of women that have felt like they can't find that forgiveness and go on with their life because that it's really damaged them?
Every single day. Yeah. That is when God first called me to start sharing my testimony, my deepest, darkest secret, of course, I was not excited about it, as you can well imagine. I didn't feel that was necessary, but He had a different plan. And now I see that when I go there, when I'm willing, if you will, to bring my mess to the table, boy, that's when He does some real excavating in our hearts. Because, you know, 40% of women have that same testimony of abortion, and it is astounding the layers of hurt that are in the hearts out there. And what God has shown me through His Word and through just the redemption and restoration that I've experienced in my life is that that's just not Gwen and Brad's story. This is the story for every single person, every single woman, every single man who's gone to places that they're not proud of, who's been through difficult things. It's not just a hope for us. It's a hope from, it's a promise found in His Word that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and He's just, and He's going to forgive it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't continue to hold that over our heads, and He says, you're free.
We have a tendency to weight certain sins, and certain sins that seem to be so big in our lives that God could never forgive me for that. And yet, essentially, we're saying is that the death of Christ isn't enough to pay for that sin. Mm-hmm. And we have to receive that forgiveness.
Absolutely.
And there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We regret the decision. It's the worst decision we've ever made. Mm-hmm. But we have chosen to receive God's forgiveness and to move forward in His glory for His glory.
That's right. And we don't deserve it.
Not at all.
But grace is not deserved.
Yeah. You wrote a book also called Broken into beautiful.
Yes.
You've been broken into beautiful. And that's what God does. Mm-hmm. When we realize, okay, Lord, I missed it. I did make a mess. You make a masterpiece of what I did, right?
Mm-hmm. And God delights to transform lives. That's He's mm-hmm. in the restoration business. This is what He loves to do. His love knows no end. And it is truly about understanding the depths of His love, which go way past our past and our pains and our mistakes and our mess. Mm-hmm. To bring us up.
Well, He takes broken pieces.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And creates a masterpiece. You've got a song.
Yes.
About broken and beautiful. Would you sing that to us? Okay. Would you like to hear Gwen sing that song? Close that message. Broken, literally. Broken into beautiful. And I know I'm an old guy, but I've been broken into beautiful too.
She's smiling on the outside, but she's hurting on the inside. It's getting hard just living anymore. And the shadows she has clung to, painful things that she has been through, have left her feeling worthless, Lord. But You change worthless and guilty to forgiving, hungry and dissatisfied, empty in the fall, and all the lies are shattered, and we believe we matter when You change broken into beautiful. Sometimes heavy expectations that tell us we could never measure up. And yet You repeat with mercy that in Your eyes we are worthy. Till at last we see how much we're loved. 'Cause You change worthless guilty to forgiving, hungry and satisfied, empty in the fall, and all the lies are shattered, and we believe we matter when You change broken into beautiful.
Did you write those words?
I did. I wrote them with a couple friends.
It's incredible testimony. And listen, I think you just need to, you know, worthless into precious. broken into beautiful. Really, all of us. You know, God uses broken vessels. You know, people a lot of times talk about how freely I weep. Sometimes I wish I didn't. It's messy. I actually get them to keep them
life is messy.
Shop towels, Kleenex don't work for me. And so they literally, you know, I get it all over my beard. I weep. Mm-hmm. But you see the brokenness in my own life and the God putting the pieces back together. Mm-hmm. It's broken my heart for other people who are broken and hurt. And to me, the love and the compassion, the brokenness, to me, it's an expression of what God pours out of his heart toward us.
Mm-hmm.
To take the broken pieces of our life and shape them like clay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To make something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the message really is for you. I mean, the book, Trusting God, is there. It's in the bookstores. And there again, there's the website. If you want to know how you could communicate with Gwen in some way, or perhaps she could minister in your area. But you need to know that right now God is saying to you, no matter where you are, I want to pick up those pieces. Maybe somebody broke your heart, crushed you, broke the relationship, just damaged you. Maybe religious people or church people hurt you. But God wants to be, he didn't do it. It happened, but that's life. And that's why he came to pick up the broken pieces and put them together in the hurt and heal them. Mm-hmm. Let him do it. Father, I pray for every person that right now just feels like something's going on in my life. I want something beautiful to come of it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just give God the yielded clay of your life and say, God, shape it and make something beautiful out of it. Mm-hmm. Would you please? I trust you. I trust Jesus to be my Lord, mm-hmm. my Savior. Give me your life and help me share your life with others. That's what God wants you to do. The telephone number down the screen. If you want someone to pray with you, don't hesitate to call and say, would you pray with me today? I'm so happy for someone to spend some time with you for a moment. I want to just say thanks, Brad, and thanks, Gwen. Would you like to just tell Gwen, thank you, and Brad, thank you for sharing this story and the gift. Just bless you. And I want to say a very direct word of thanks and appreciation to all of you who watch us all over the world and who help us, as I've said many times, become an answer to someone's prayer.
Yes.
See, we pray God, but what if you get to be God's answer to that need or that prayer? Mm. That's really, it's like it's a God-like act. It's like Jesus. Would you help us do something very God-like as we look toward, and I know this is way ahead, toward Christmas, that we would do something for children for Christmas? I think you'll want to watch this very closely.
Unfortunately, there are children around the world who have many different kinds of needs. Some are hungry and thirsty, in need of food to eat or clean water to drink. Others still simply have never had a new pair of shoes, or they are unable to smile due to a cleft palate.
All year long, we come to you and tell you about things that change people's lives, that save people's lives, and you're a part of that. I want to tell you what we want to do this Christmas, is we do what's called Shoes and Smiles. A little child just like this has a cleft palate that's never had a real smile. We give them surgery, and this little child will have a new smile. Little kids like this that have never had a pair of shoes before in their life, we give them one.
A child with bare feet may seem harmless, but the potential danger for children living in these types of conditions can be life-threatening.
And you know, one of the things we found in the Central American countries is they've got a real problem with hookworms, which they get from walking in dirt or sand, and then it creates a tremendous intestinal problem. And the answer is just shoes. And we can provide, literally, for some of them, the first pair of shoes they've ever had. Not only for fun and comfort, but for health.
During the past several holiday seasons, Life Outreach and its missionary partners have passed out thousands of pairs of shoes to children in many different countries around the world. In addition, we have been able to restore numerous children's smiles through corrective surgeries.
You know, we've put smiles on the faces of these children today as we've given them shoes, but others need a little more. They need that cleft palate surgery. I hope you can help put a smile on even more children's faces. Do the best that you can, and you can give shoes and smiles to children all over the world. And so I have a special message just for you.
You're welcome. You are. That was our son Randy there with those beautiful children. And as I look at them, I love them. How do you not want to take the little children in the arms of God? How do you not want to pick them up and hold them? I love people. That's the love of God in my heart, because I can be a totally self-absorbed person. I don't have never had any problem, you know, thinking about me. I've really never had a problem with that. But this supernatural thing that is so much bigger than I am makes me want to put a smile on a child's face. That little boy you saw, then you saw him being rolled into surgery. I remember the first time we saw him. He actually saw himself for the first time. He lived where he didn't see mirrors. There weren't even cars around where he lived where he could see his reflection and something. We took a picture of him with us, and he was watching. And then they turned around and showed him the image. And when he saw his face, he pulled back. And he ran, he screamed. He had not seen what he looked like. Or if he ever had, he thought it was awful. It so moved us. I looked at our viewers and I said, we want to give that boy a smile. And we don't know how we're going to do it because there were no surgeons where he was. Do you know, viewers, like you said, whatever it takes. And we got permission and we got visas. We got ability to move from one country to the other to get him to Johannesburg to a great surgeon. And the surgeon donated, in that case, his time, because he heard the story. But somebody like you said, we will pay to fly him. If it takes a private plane, go get him. And somebody like you moved him and gave him that smile. He got a smile. Well, we can do that over and over, because now we've got doctors in place where we found these children with the missionaries. We can get them to it, but we will pay for it. It will cost $500 to give a smile. So we want to give smiles for Christmas, but we also want to give the shoes for Christmas for the little ones, for the older children, and these they can wear actually for years. They are adjustable even in size because of the way they're made. They are $3.60 a pair. We want to give 200,000 for Christmas pairs like this. That means $36, Betty. We got 10 pairs of shoes. So I don't think there's anybody watching that can't help give some children some shoes for Christmas. Some of you can give the $500 or $1,000 and give two smiles or give a smile. But whatever you can do, Betty, I'm praying every viewer will at least do something to help provide the shoes and smiles.
I think you will, because shoes and smiles, what a great combination, because we see the smiles come on the children's faces when we put the shoes on their feet. But also we can see the smiles of children that need the surgery to give them a smile that they've never had before. So join with us.
We're excited about what we can do to bless you. You know, we always like to say thank you. Our son wrote a book, God Wants You to Be Happy. You're going to be happy when you give shoes and smiles. But this is about the joy of the Lord. It is a fabulous book. I know our son wrote it, but I can't write as well as he can. And this is his first book to be published, and I promise you it'll bless you. We're sending it for any gift to say thanks, and we're sending the Christmas ornament for those of you who will make a special gift. We ask you to give $100 or more. Make a special gift to help us provide those shoes and those smiles, and also the Lion and the Lamb bronze. It's beautiful. If you make a gift of $1,000 or more, you know, really and truly, at this time of the year, as you think about Christmas gifts, you could make a sizable gift that would have an incredible impact right now. So I pray that you'll do it. Would you? Would you dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check, write a check, make it to Life, or you can go to lifetoday.org. And many of you do that now. It's very convenient, and it's an immediate gift. And you make that gift. But please, please today, give some shoes. Give some smiles, whatever you can do. Remember, 10 pairs of shoes, $36. It's big to those children. That's a real big gift. Thank you for making the gift God put on your heart and that He's enabled you to make.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world
just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. In appreciation of your gift, be sure to request the inspirational new book, God Wants You to Be Happy, by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison. With your gift of $100 to help provide 28 pairs of shoes, you may request this beautifully crafted shoe ornament to place on your tree each Christmas. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 2 children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I've got to ask you to do something for me right now. You've got to look at these beautiful faces of these little boys and girls. They are absolutely little angels. And they have one thing in common. They're severely impoverished. There must be a couple of hundred here, but Life Outreach International's goal is to put 200,000 shoes on the feet of children like this all over the world. Your gift will not only provide shoes for these precious children, but it will also provide smiles, new smiles, for the children who need cleft palate surgery. Will you pick up the phone right now? Will you go online and give a gift, big or small? God can use it, and you'll be blessed. Thank you so much.
You know, I really do want to say thank you. I think the little shoe is so beautiful. And make a $100 gift or more if you can. Or if you could give $1,000 and help us give 2 smiles and let us send you the Lion and the Lamb bronze, it's a treasure. But boy, what a treasure those smiles are. I know you never give to get a gift. You give to give. But we like to give, to bless you because you bless others. I want to again say thanks to Brad and to Gwen Smith for being with us. And the book, Trusting God, is in the bookstores. Would you join me and Betty in saying thanks to this very special couple? Thank both of them.
Thank you.
Bless your 3 children.
Thank you.
Give them my regards, okay? Tell them we talked about them on television, okay? Thank you so much for helping us share smiles and shoes for Christmas.
Bottom line is, it is an effort to be spiritual without God.
Next week, Ravi Zacharias helps us rediscover God's truth. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.